Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting third. The left fielder, Cal Daniels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Esaski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Jackson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Danny Jackson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin misplays the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Strawberry moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo strikes out. Two outs. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels takes first base on ball four. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Esaski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esaski strikes out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Teufel moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ester takes first base on ball 4. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ester moves to second. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Daniels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lyons scoops up the ball and tags Davis for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasky strikes out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Esther is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Esther is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Esther takes first base on ball 4. Danny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Esther moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Esther moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sabo hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Esther reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Daniels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Daniels moves to second. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Esaski is 0 for 2 in the game. Esaski hits a fly ball for an out. Daniels tags and scores. Davis scores. 1 out. It's 2-1, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra pinch hits for Sid Fernandez. Lenny Dykstra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dykstra takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ester is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ester hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Danny Jackson. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Treadway bunts towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. Ester moves to second. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. Ester moves to third. 2 outs. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rob Dibble now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. McReynolds moves to second. Wally Backman pinch runs for Gary Carter. John Franco now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ester settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Tim Teufel now playing first base. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Daniels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Daniels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Daniels. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Daniels steals second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daniels moves to third. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sasky is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky hits a ball on the ground for an out. score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob McClure now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Kevin Elster. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larkin. Magadan moves to second. Keith Miller pinch runs for Dave Magadan. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Bob McClure. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.